Today marks exactly 60 years since Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin flew Vostok 1 on a lap of the globe in what was the first manned space flight. The successful orbit took just under 2 hours and was a Soviet body blow to the United States, falling in the heart of a space race that had gripped the two superpowers. Still with recollections of that event on April the 12th, 1961, is astronomer Alan Gilmore, a former superintendent at Mount John Observatory in Tekapo. Good morning to you, Alan. So this is a pretty significant event in space. Tell us what it was like at the time.
Well, fortunately, I was keeping a diary. I was in the sixth form at school then and kept a little diary, and I had a look back. We first heard about it on the evening news on the 12th, Wednesday the 12th, that the Soviet Union had launched a manned satellite, I think we called it. And then in the morning, it was all that the radio news, we didn't have much news back then, said that he had landed safely back in the Soviet Union. And I've got a note that the evening paper, that was the Evening Post in Wellington, I lived in Lower Hutt, went to Hutt Valley High, had big headlines, I've noted, about the event. So, it was big news.
And was it a surprise? I mean, I guess the space race was on. Did people expect the Russians or think the Russians would get in there first?
I can't remember. Definitely there was a space race on. Russia had launched their first Sputnik, the Sputnik in 1957, much to the dismay of the Americans who were planning to put up a satellite in 1958, I think. So there was definitely a space race going on, and it was only a matter of time till one country or the other launched a manned craft. I checked back, there's a very good book, it's called Space Race by Deborah Cadbury, and the Americans were itching to send a man into a sort of suborbital thing, a sort of flight down a range, and they were quite miffed that they missed by a few days, well, a month or so. They launched Alan Shepard, I think, for about a 300-mile trip about a month later in early April. There was definitely expectation that sooner or later somebody would be going up.
Only up there for a couple of hours, and it was all a bit hush-hush and secret, but, I mean, if nowadays, would you have been able to see him or see the vessel going and orbiting?
Oh, you mean from the ground?
Yes.
No. I think the track of, well, there would have been somewhere along the track where it passed over sort of at dusk and dawn. People there might have seen it if they'd known to look out for it. According to Cadbury's book, the flight was up over Siberia and then roughly over the North Pole and then down over America in the US and others in the dark. So it wouldn't have been visible, and then down into the South Atlantic and around and back to Russia. So places that happened to be at the dusk or dawn time, if they'd known, might have seen the craft going over. But I don't think the Russians didn't put out any prior warning. In fact, the TASS news agency, I see, was told only to release information when the craft was safely up. So they were about 20 minutes, half an hour into the flight before it was announced internationally that there was an astronaut up there. And the reason why they did that was that in case he came down in some other country, people would know to expect a Russian.
Alan, we've run short of time, but that was fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.